It's a mystery that is now 40 years old, a mystery that lives on through a song that tells the story of a grand ship and a storm that sent her to the bottom of Lake Superior. We remember her and the crew on this Best of 2015 edition of The American Countryside.
Hi, everybody. Chip Flory here, inviting you on an agricultural tour of Oregon July 27th through August 3rd. We'll tour Portland and view the International Rose Test Garden, visit Multnomah Falls, and cruise on the scenic Columbia River. Agriculture highlights include the Tillamook Forest Center, Bob's Red Mill Factory Tour, and a Willamette Valley Vineyard. All airfare, hotels, and more are included. For a free brochure, call Holiday Vacations at 1-800-826-2266.
Out here, music has no fences. This is The Farm on My Farm Radio.
Don't rock the jukebox.
Country music picked exclusively for and by you, the American farmer.
I got friends in low place.
The music you want and the ag information from Farm Journal you need. The Farm on My Farm Radio.
To get The Farm on your phone, go to myfarmradio.com.
The legend lives on from the Chippewa on down at the big lake they call Gitche-Gumee.
Here at the Great Lakes Shipwreck Museum, Bruce Lynn remembers a tragedy that most of us know through Gordon Lightfoot's song.
It was sailing, obviously, through one of the worst storms of the century, and it had been taking on water. We still have a lot of the radio transmission traffic that we can read through.
The last time that you talked to him, at what time that was, Robert?
I have to check with the mate on it, but it must have been right around quarter after 7, our time, Eastern Standard Time.
Captain Cooper of the ship the Arthur Anderson was in the vicinity of the Fitzgerald.
Captain McSorley of the Fitzgerald had a regular conversation going on throughout that night. So he had had some damage topside and had been taking on water, but at one point just disappeared.
The captain wired in, he had water coming in, and the good ship and crew was in peril. Later that night when his lights went out of sight, came the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
40 years later, it remains a story on the minds of many.
What we know is we don't exactly know why it sank. That's what we know at this point. People are always asking questions. We have a permanent exhibit here. It's one of the primary reasons people are coming up and visiting the museum.
The bell will toll for each crew member lost. It's an annual ceremony held here each November 10th. Traveling the countryside in Whitefish Point, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCray.